Proclamation number 7062, dated the March 10th, 1958. Announcing the forerunner of Jesus Christ. None of you humans would know the truth anymore if this were not proclaimed to you through my spirit time and time again. The pure truth preached to people during my life on earth did not remain pure, for as soon as human consideration began to use my teaching for the purposes of whole nations, everything was intermingled with human supplements, for my pure doctrine did not sufficiently correspond to people's selfishness, and so the individual communities sought to shape this doctrine more or less expediently. And thus the church which I once founded myself, the so-called early church, soon became a mere distortion of what it originally had been. And my pure teaching had to undergo countless changes. And what still exists today can no longer claim to be pure truth. In order to keep the truth pure, clean vessels are needed into which my spirit can constantly pour. The divine spirit must forever be able to flow, and so the teaching I gave to people must equally be proclaimed by those who are permeated by the spirit of the words will already be subject to a change in the mouth of the proclaimer and take on a different meaning. It must always be taken into account that something pure and divine will lose its purity in ungodly surroundings because I do not compel the will of a human being. What the individual person makes of the truth conveyed to him is up to him, and my holy word was already being distorted even during my life on earth where it suited people's own ends. I can certainly keep transmitting my pure word to earth through my spirit, but I will not deprive people of their freedom by forcing the truth upon them. Yet as long as people voluntarily place themselves at my disposal, who prepare themselves as vessels for my spirit, it is always possible to correct all existing errors, to answer any question that needs clarification and to give people pure light which comes forth from me, the eternal essence of light. But people, in turn, hold on with tenacity to the distorted doctrines, at the bottom of which is my adversary who will always fight against the light of truth. And thus an almost impenetrable night has spread across the human race, since error and falsehood are identical to darkness. And it is made extremely difficult for my bearers of light to penetrate this darkness, because people are already so deluded that they can no longer recognize a true light. And thus an almighty light will begin to shine, and this light will testify to me and my return in the clouds. It will bear witness to the judgment and the rapture of my own on the day of judgment. A radiantly bright light will arise and once again proclaim my pure word. A voice in the spiritual wilderness will appear and try to awaken people from their sleep of death. He will come to the aid of those who testify to me and my working in them. He will confirm the truth of what was imparted to humanity through the working of my spirit. He will make mighty speeches and spare no one taking dark ways, nor will he fear those in power but tear the mask off their face, expose them and reveal their true intentions. He will fight with the sword of the tongue. For the high and the low will bear him ill will, because no one wants to hear the pure truth which, however, does not deviate from the doctrine I once preached on earth. Thus he will be my messenger through whose mouth I myself will speak and who will merely fulfill his last mission on this earth, to announce me and my coming once more, as it is written. However, once this light begins to shine, then you will know that my coming is near and so is the judgment. And then extraordinary things will happen through him as well, but it will no longer harm people's freedom of will, for he will find little belief and only the awakened will recognize him and his mission. Yet he will extraordinarily fortify those who are weak, for his words are full of strength. But then the last phase of this earth will have come. For at the same time this proclaimer will be the most fervent opponent to the one whom people will choose as their worldly ruler and in whom my adversary will incarnate himself in order to perform this last infamous act against me. For then the battle of faith will erupt and my own will find great support in the light which I myself sent to earth. They will receive much strength in order to stand firm in the time of greatest distress, which precedes my coming to earth. For I will not leave you, my faithful own, without help, and in order that you will remain strong I announce this light, this voice, in advance, and then you will know that I will soon arrive in order to fetch you, in order to put an end to my adversary's activity, in order to help truth achieve its final victory. Amen.